This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States said in a joint statement with dozens of other countries on Sunday that the Taliban has promised to allow safe passage out of Afghanistan to all foreign nationals and Afghans with travel documents from another country. The statement included Britain, Canada, and Turkey. It said the signatories would continue providing the proper paperwork to Afghans who are designated by foreign nations for relocation. Thousands of people, including journalists, former government officials, and civil society activists, have struggled to get on the last flights leaving the Afghan capital's beleaguered international airport ahead of the deadline for the Western evacuation operation to end. Domestic and foreign critics, however, remain skeptical about whether the Islamist group will deliver on its pledges. The U.S. State Department says foreign ministers from several countries will meet virtually on Monday to discuss their next steps in Afghanistan. As the airlift evacuation draws to a close, the United States will host the meeting. The summit comes just one day before the U.S. military forces are to withdraw from Afghanistan after 20 years of war. It comes slightly more than 2 weeks after the Taliban slipped back into power. The meeting also comes a day after the U.S. Said it destroyed an explosives-laden vehicle with an airstrike in Kabul. It's 2 days after President Joe Biden warned of another terror attack in the capital following Thursday's suicide bombing. The Thursday attack killed more than 100 people, including 13 U.S. service personnel. The President and First Lady Jill Biden went to Dover Air Force Base on Sunday to meet the families of the service personnel and receive their remains brought back from Afghanistan. This is VOA News.